Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. My goodness, we're at the end of the week. It's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I hope this has been a great week. I'm so grateful that we can walk through God's Word together, and we now come on this Friday to the conclusion of our weeks together, where we have been in the Gospel according to James, as we come to his concluding verses as he brings his exhortation to Christians, this marvelous servant of God, James, the half-brother of Jesus, who became the 28-year pastor of the church at Jerusalem and was even there at the time of the sacking of Jerusalem to care for the church, a man who identifies the gospel implications of gospel obedience, and where there is sin, he identifies the sin and then peels back the heart of the problem, which is the problem with the heart and the solution of the gospel. Well, here is his concluding word in James 5 and verse 19. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. So he tells you that if there is someone who has walked away into a lifestyle of sin, don't just let them go. Go after them. And by the way, there may be people there who are just living their life wandering around in sin, and they were never with you. Well, go after them too. We call that evangelism. And go after those who have seemingly revealed they were never converted to begin with. Well, don't just let them walk away. Go after them. And then ask the Lord to use you to turn them back to confessing Christ. Now, if they've walked away, that may reveal they never knew Christ, and therefore they may never come back to Christ. If they walked away, they may be believers who are wandering in the wilderness, and all we like sheep have gone astray. What would you want someone to do about you if you wandered away from the faith? Well, you may not at the moment want them to come after you, but in sanity you would want them to come after you. So you go love them the way you would be loved. You go after them to turn them back to the Lord. That's what you want to do. That's what you desire to do. Bring them back to a vital personal walk with the God of glory and grace. And then, by the way, they may not only be a believer who have wandered away, they may never have been converted to begin with. So bring them back. What you are doing is turning people back from the path of death back to the path of life. Why? Because God's grace covers a multitude of sins. There's no kind of sin that God can't forgive, including the sin of wandering away. Now, what's the evidence of enjoying the forgiveness of God? Well, it's faith in Christ, and that means repentance, turning from sin. So when someone walks into the wilderness of sin, go after them. If they've never committed their life to Christ, we call that evangelism. If they have professed a commitment to Christ but have now walked away, they're either a believer who is playing the prodigal going off to a far country. Go after them. Or they were never a believer to begin with, and that means you want to go after them to say to them, come back to where you were, but this time come back in the Lord and for the Lord. And such a ministry is that which God uses to save the souls of men and women from the sins of this world that lead to death, not only spiritual death, and not only physical death, but eternal death and separation from God. And when you bring them to the Lord, then know this, God's grace is sufficient to cover a multitude of sins. No matter how many sins and no matter what kind of sin, the only sin that's unforgivable is the one that says no to faith and repentance and no to the Holy Spirit to come to Christ. And that one's unforgivable because you are saying no to the only one who can forgive you. So let's have a gospel life that reflects Christ, and let's have a gospel life that goes after others who don't know Christ, and let's have a gospel life that if any professing brother wanders away, well, we go after them. That's another slice of fresh bread. Now go worship God in your congregation and be a part of a godly church serving Christ. Worship the Lord, and I'll see you again on Monday for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.